Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.
Thank you for coming back to the Inside Lacrosse Podcast. I am Terry Foy, and today we are talking about Spire Academy with three folks who know exactly what Spire Academy is, what Spire Lacrosse is going to be, and certainly the way that they are looking to put their fingerprints all over it. We are joined by Kyle Harrison, J.D. Harkey, and Nakai Montgomery. Kyle has been in an advisory position with Spire Academy since its fruition. J.D. Harkey has taken over as the head coach of the high school team, and Nakai Montgomery recently joined as an assistant. So thank you all for joining. Kyle, let's get it started. What is Spire Academy, and how'd you get involved?
Well, thanks for having us, Terry. Nice to chat. For me, I think how I got involved in Spire, what was really friend of a friend, some folks I'd worked with before told me about a cool project that was happening in Ohio, something that I might be into. And then obviously when we got up there and toured the facility, I think like really anything that I'm involved in at this point in my life, like I'm attracted to things that I would have loved as a student athlete. And when I look at my career, when I really started to like get super close to reaching my potential, it was in college, and it was because I was going to class, and then every other bit was spent working on my game, whether that was lifting, film, sports psychology, whatever it was. I was just making the total package of being a student athlete. And so when approached with the opportunity at Spire to be an ambassador, seeing their facilities, seeing the approach, seeing that you're putting a bunch of like-minded student athletes in the same place, and then they're all like pushing towards the same goal, like, that's just how you reach your potential in anything in life. And so, again, I was attracted to it because that's what I would have loved as a high school athlete. And again, from facilities to the coaching staff to what they're building there and what we're trying to build here with the lacrosse program, it's something that I would have loved to do as a high school kid. So that's how it all came to be.
And JD, you are involved as the first high school coach, and so from a you know kind of brass tacks Wikipedia entry standpoint, you know Spire Academy is a sports specific academy in Conneaut, Ohio, which is in the northeast corner of the state, you know kind of close to Erie, Pennsylvania, and it's been around for a few years, but the lacrosse team doesn't exist yet, and you're responsible for bringing it to fruition. So, what about your skill set and experience do you feel like made this the perfect fit for organization and individual?
Great question. And thank you again for having us on. There's a lot of synergies between what Spire was already doing when I first, had an inkling that there was an opportunity for me and what I was trying to do in my personal and professional life. My experiences that I bring to the table are, you know, kind of a unique path in lacrosse. After finishing playing and graduating, I went on to law school at the University of South Carolina, and I stepped away from the game for a little bit during that time, and mostly because I had to focus on doing right in school, and that took all my energy and effort. And then getting out, finishing, I stayed in Columbia, landed a great job as a litigator with a small firm in town, and I had some folks, some friends that were involved at the MCLA, South Carolina program, that asked if I would come and help out. And, that kind of snowballed real quickly. And I ended up being the head coach a little while later and, had a blast building that program up and working with great people in, around the university and in the lacrosse program specifically. And, COVID hit right after we won a national championship. And I kind of used that pause to reevaluate what was going on with myself and my professional path. And I had realized before that shutdown that I got a lot more. No, I don't even want to phrase it like that. I was able to give a lot more to my community by what I can do on the field, coaching and developing folks, you know, building people up, helping to cultivate confidence, as well as, you know, skills and knowledge. And so I was seeking, had been seeking to make coaching a full-time thing for me and take a step back from practicing law. And a couple of, you know, steps in the middle there, Kyle gave me a great opportunity to get back involved with the club lacrosse game in a way that I had not been for several years. And that, you know, snowballed into him plugging me in with these folks at Spire. And then, you know, what I saw from their perspective, to kind of finish wrapping around your question, you know, it's not lip service. The mission on campus is really about holistic development of the whole person, mind, body, spirit. And you know, of course, with a focus built around what you're passionate about, the particular sport that you're passionate about. And, you know, it was certainly the people involved helped invigorate me and decide that this was a great opportunity, not just on paper, but in practice. But it, more so than, you know, the employees, when I first got to campus and was walking around, I can't remember if it was a Friday or a Saturday, but there was plenty of things happening. And yet walking through the building, I'm watching groups of, you know, sometimes a guy by himself, sometimes a group of 3 to 5 guys shooting hoops. And they were guys on the basketball team. And they were out there without a coach. They're out there not because somebody told them to, but because they're passionate about working on their game and building themselves up and getting better. And it was just an awesome energy in the building. Again, that was organic. It had nothing to do with somebody driving somebody to do something or trying to pull something out of somebody. It was a group of people that, you know, are passionate about improving. And you could feel it in the air. And that's what sold me.
So Nakai, we'll get to why Spire was appealing in a second. But first, you know, you're from Dallas. You just finished up an incredible career playing at Duke, and now you're playing in the PLL. Why coach? What was it about coaching, and specifically at the high school level, that was appealing? And what kind of coach do you want to be?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm similar to JD, man. Like, I've got to feel fulfilled. Like, I've got to know that I wake up and give something back to Mother Earth every day. And so, I mean, for me, I've been coaching since I was like a sophomore in high school. Kind of started out, you know, giving private lessons, and then kind of like being in Dallas and going to Duke and coming back all the time. A lot of the kids that I started out coaching and giving private lessons to are now like freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors in high school. And so it's like beautiful to like to watch their progress and things like that. And for me, I was actually thinking like a couple nights ago, like, why coach? I think like a major part of it for me is like that I've been so grateful to have such good coaches. Like, I started out with Coach Wendell Lee. Then like in high school, I had Coach Pat Kennedy, and then obviously an incredible coaching staff up at Duke that was so I've always kind of been a more than the game type guy, and so going up to Duke when I was 18 and getting to be with that coaching staff every day, like, those guys are so much about so much more than lacrosse. Like, it's about life, and it's about, you know, saying being a better person tomorrow as much as it's about getting that pass across the field with your left hand. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, for me, I know that, and I understand that in life, it's so much more than lacrosse. It's school. It's being a good person. It's how you treat your family, holding the door for people, like so much more than that. And so, you know, in my mission, as I take this one day, one practice, you know, one private lesson at a time, I just want to give kids something that, something that I have that's unique, that I just know that they're not getting, anywhere else. And so, I mean, that's why I coach, just to fulfill myself. And like I said, I feel like I'm giving something back to the world.
So, you know, certainly we've heard a lot about how with Spire Academy, student athletes, you can kind of take the passion for granted. And for a lot of coaches that I've spoken to, you know, that can be a sticking point, particularly at the high school level. You know, if it feels like your team doesn't love the game and isn't invested as much as you are, it can be difficult every single day to either show up or give your best effort. So I would assume that was one aspect of this opportunity that appealed to you. But more broadly, why, you know, you probably had a ton of opportunities. Why Spire Academy?
Yeah. I mean, Spire is just, it's a school with just insane infrastructure and incredible resources. And kind of like Kyle said, like, it's an environment that when I was in high school, I wish I had that. Like, I wish I had just a massive indoor turf field, you know, couple steps away, where I could just go put in work. And then, they're obviously, right, and insanely like competitive and, really, really rigorous academic school as well. And that's an environment I grew up in, going to private school, from seventh grade up until I graduated. And so, like, I understand, or at least I feel like I understand kind of what the student athletes at Spire Academy desire and want and need. And I feel like that's somewhere that I can bring value.
JD, why Nakai? Why was he the right choice to round out your staff?
Oh man, I mean, there are a million things that I could highlight. But really, at the end of the day, you know, I didn't know Nakai well at all until Kyle introduced me to him. And it didn't take but a single conversation for him to come across as a very genuine person, somebody that is passionate about what he's doing and pours himself into what he's doing and is detail oriented as well. And, you know, all of those things, amongst many other qualities, you know, he's going to be a phenomenal role model for all of our student athletes that come through, whether it's about lacrosse or, you know, track or basketball or wrestling team walking by and just, you know, seeing how he operates and hearing, you know, the conversations that he's having with our student athletes or anybody else on campus. And so, you know, I think we've all touched on this a little bit, but it's absolutely bigger than lacrosse, for me. And that's, Nakai has that in spades. Like, you know, he is a tremendous coach on the field with detail work. You know, he and I were just together on the field the other day, and man, I was just ecstatic to see him operate the way I knew that he would be. But you know, the detail work was phenomenal. But that is a bonus in my mind to the person that he is, the role model that he can be for as a man, for our student athletes. And, you know, on top of that, I can't gloss over the fact that, you know, it's tremendous to have a young professional, involved in our group. I mean, certainly I expect that there will be, a lot of young guys out there that are looking and watching on TV and going, oh my gosh, I have an opportunity to come and listen to this guy teach me about lacrosse and life on a daily basis. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said anything different than that wasn't a huge piece of it too. But, you know, just taking a pro for the sake of taking a pro, in my mind, would have been, you know, not a net positive if the other qualities aren't there. And, you know, Knack fits the bill. He's a great guy. I've enjoyed getting to know him in the short time that we've been in contact, and I'm thrilled to be working with him and, you know, building up our own personal relationship and, you know, together acting as role models for young guys who are trying to find their way in life.
Kyle, part of your advisory role with Spire Academy has been to bring these two guys together and to the program. You've gotten an opportunity to know each of them independently and collectively. What do you see them building together?
I mean, I'll try and be brief because I could talk about that forever. So I'll talk about them individually and then how I see it coming together. So I think ultimately when you're building a team, and let's just talk like on field at the moment, like it's about culture, right? Like it's about how can you create an environment and an atmosphere that these student athletes feel safe, empowered, and ready to do whatever they have to do to come together as a group and reach their potential. And so I'm lucky in that I've coached with JD for the last few years. And I think we just talked about it when we were at Spire last week. And I think what JD brings to the table as a coach, outside of the obvious X's and O's, the IQ, obviously played at a high level at UMBC and then is coached at a high level. But I think he brings passion, and he's a dude that stands up for his players. And I think, again, speaking to why I even love the ambassador opportunity at Spire originally around something that I'm drawn to, like those were the coaches I was drawn to. Like my relationship with Coach Petro, Coach Tierney, Coach Dwan at Hopkins was all based off of the fact those dudes would run through a wall for us. And when you do that and you have that in a coach, like you form this bond, and then you trust them as role models off the field. And, you know, as much as I watched Coach Petro, Coach Tierney, and Coach Dwan and how they coached us, I watched the husbands they were, the fathers they were to their kids. Like you just gravitate to that. And so JD certainly has that. And then with Knack, you know, I've been fortunate. I met him, was it third grade, Knack, when we met for you? And I've gotten to watch him go from a third grader. That was one of the most weirdly athletic children I had seen on a field, to one of the best players in the world. And what impresses me the most about Knack, and JD touched on it, is just that he cares deeply about giving back, not only to the game, in general. And I think when that's like the ethos at your core, that's who you are, I think that's a really important lesson for like young student athletes to learn. So this is a dude that's at the top of the game. Went to Duke, won championships, All-American. Now he's a pro. And this dude's, at his core, he wakes up thinking of, what can I do for other people today? And that's the culture you want to build. So for me, excited. I mean, these two are going to absolutely crush it. And excited to play a very small part in it.
Let's start to wind this thing down by talking globally. And obviously, you've been in the game for 30 years. You kind of came through one of the more traditional paths, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Baltimore private school path to Johns Hopkins. Like, there's a lot about that that's about as traditional as it gets, despite all of the aspects of your journey that were non-traditional. But then you know, wrap a championship to Wharton college career, and you spend time in Southern California. You spend time in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And now you're back in one of the hotbeds of the sport. Your exposure to and experiences with so much that's gone on both within the sport of lacrosse and, you know, within the broader, you know, sports and entertainment community give you a unique perspective on where the sport is positioned, where it sits within, you know, the broader ecosystem. What does it say about the sport of lacrosse that Spire Academy wants to have a presence in lacrosse?
Yeah, I mean, we're going with the growth of the game right now, right? So I'm a firm believer, and Terry, you just laid it out. I've lived a lot of places, spent a ton of time all over the world, you know, spent 10 years out west in LA, bounced around with everything we're doing with 18 and different sponsors. There's talent everywhere, right? There is talent all over the country, all over the world. And the reality is, and you mentioned it earlier too, I was lucky that I was from Baltimore, but my school, we weren't very good, and we played against the good teams, and so like I got to compete and get some visibility based on that. But let's take my experience in high school and plot me in Iowa. Like, I don't think this happens. Like, I don't think I get recruited because I was somewhere that I wasn't seen. So I think what Spire is doing, it's really giving us the opportunity to find these kids that are all over the country that are very focused on chasing their lacrosse potential. They're talented. They care. They're good students. And they want a real opportunity. Like, this is presenting that for them. And I think there's talent literally everywhere. You just need the infrastructure. You need everything in place that this school has from a facility perspective. And then, candidly, most importantly, you need the coaches to build a culture. And that's what we have here. So excited about the talent from all over the country that will have the opportunity to attend.
So, JD, to go from global to as kind of specific and nuts and bolts as possible, when are we talking? What are we talking? When do players hit campus? When are you guys going to play your first game? What are you trying to do in terms of scheduling, in terms of, you know, that year one experience?
Sure. So we'll first welcome our lacrosse student athletes at the beginning of the next school year. So that'll be the tail end of August, beginning of September of this year. Our calendar will be unique kind of in the high school space. I know there's a handful of high schools that are doing similar things, but I think collectively, you know, we'll run a fall ball that is akin to a college style fall ball with a little bit of outside competition, but mostly a focus on ourselves. We'll do some box lacrosse work in the winter months from, you know, late November through February. And then we'll play a, traditional spring outdoor season from February on through May. And, from a scheduling perspective, we're going to play as many of the most challenging opponents as we can. Certainly, we've got the opportunity to play some great teams locally, like Western Reserve and St. Ignatius, that are, right down the road. But we'll play a national schedule. We'll go anywhere, play anybody. I've got some handshake deals with a bunch of great schools and great coaches around the country. We're planning in year one, spring 2024, to come to Baltimore, play a handful of teams, to go to New England, play a handful of teams. We'll probably make one additional, like, significant road trip, maybe out west. But Kyle said it, there's phenomenal lacrosse happening all over the place. Spent 10 years living in South Carolina, was blown away by the quality of student athletes and teams that are floating around from, Charlotte to Atlanta, on down to Florida, all up and down the West Coast, through Texas, Idaho. I mean, there's guys everywhere. So we won't shy away from playing anybody. We'll be open to playing anybody that would like to play us. And but I intend for our schedule year over year to be extremely competitive, challenging for our guys. And I think that's, has two motivations behind it. Number one, there's the recruiting piece, right? Like, if a guy's coming from a non-traditional area, but can say that he went toe-to-toe with guys in New England and Baltimore and wherever else, I mean, that's compelling for college coaches as they're looking around for diamonds in the rough. But as well, for on the development side, saying that you're challenging yourself against the best out there. The coach in me will say, I dislike losing more than I like winning, but I'm being very candid with guys that, especially early on, I'm much less concerned about win-loss record in the competitions that we're having as I am about what we're doing individually and collectively to evaluate and assess our performance and work to improve ourselves. And so, again, the opportunity to challenge ourselves against who others consider to be the best is a great chance to, you know, see where you stack up, use it as a barometer, and then challenge yourself to get better.
All right, Nack, let's end on a lighter note. I am a 16-year-old long stick midi who just showed up day one, Spire Academy. Are you putting me in the blender, or are you going to take it easy on me?
Yeah, you can't guard me.
All right. I am a 15-year-old goalie, and I am right-handed. Are you going to risk hitting me and stinging top right stick side high, or are you going to take it easy on yourself and go offside high?
Stick side high. Come on.
And I am a 17-year-old midfielder who wants to be the next Nekhai Montgomery. What's that practice going to look and feel like?
Just intense. Every rep's going to be the best thing you got. And then, you know, once it's time to rest, you rest. But you're also paying attention, locked in mentally. You know, you just leave feeling like you got to get back tomorrow because you're locked in. And you got everything right today.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of the Inside Lacrosse podcast. Thank you, everybody, for checking it out. Appreciate Kyle, JD, and Nekhai for their time joining us and learning a little bit more about Spire Academy. If you like what you heard, head to InsideLacrosse.com. There's a lot more information about Spire, and we'll be back later in the week with more Inside Lacrosse podcasts.
Inside Lacrosse Podcasts, the source of the sport.